Up to 300 Hezbollah operatives are said to have been killed, including several top commanders. Hezbollah had reportedly been planning a violent coup to seize Lebanon's government when Israel acted. Now, Israel began direct negotiations with Lebanon.
So what Israel uncovered here wasn't routine military activity. This was a very structured takeover attempt. Hezbollah spent decades building a parallel state inside of Lebanon. Its own military, its own intelligence apparatus. I don't think people understand exactly what's involved. Its own command structure that operates independently of the Lebanese government. And so what Israeli intelligence likely picked up, and that would be the Amman, the Agaf Modi'in, the intelligence branch of the IDF, as well as Unit 504, which is Israel's human intelligence gathering unit. What they likely picked up was a transition point, Eric, is what we refer to it as, Nekudah Transitit, and where that shadow system stops operating behind the scenes and starts formalizing control is sort of how we explain it. And that's the moment a country doesn't just have a terrorist problem. It becomes controlled by one. And in this case, that means that Lebanon effectively was becoming an Iranian-controlled state on Israel's northern border. So very significant what just happened.
Yeah, how close did they come, Aaron, to actually seizing Lebanon's government, Hezbollah? And what does this say about Hezbollah's long-term strategy for Lebanon?
Eric, it's a very smart question. They were very, very close.